Hi there, it's Dr. Linda, and I'm here with the psychology behind. What I want to speak about this week is how to kind of spring clean your mind. So we know that a clear mind, sort of a healthy, positive mindset, is really key to our sense of well-being and our ability to see and act on the possibilities in our lives. In fact, there's a lot of research that attests to this. One of the pieces of research that sticks out in my mind came from the University of North Carolina. It was Barbara Fredrickson and her colleagues. And what they wanted to do is test the effect of emotions on the brain. The study was pretty simple. They had five groups. And for each of those groups, they got them to see images that created a certain type of feeling. Now, the first group created feelings of joy. The second saw images that created feelings of contentment. The third was neutral. And the final two groups were shown clips that created feelings of fear and of anger. Now, once they'd done this, what the participants were asked was to sit down with a piece of paper and 20 blank lines and start writing with the phrase, "I would like to." Now, here's the interesting thing. Those people that saw images of fear and anger wrote down the fewest responses, while those who saw images of things like joy and contentment wrote down a significantly higher number. In fact, much higher even than the neutral group. So what's happening here suggests that when you're experiencing positive emotions like joy, you'll actually see more possibilities in your life. Now, this is really important because it lends weight to this idea that positive emotions not only make you feel better, but they broaden the way that you think about life, your sense of hope, the choices you see in front of you, and therefore you're more open to experience, you're more open to possibility. And I think this is really, really important because one of the things I'll often speak about, both with my clients and indeed even personally when I speak to my daughter, is the idea that nobody speaks to you more than you speak to yourself. So if you're walking around saying, "I'm not good enough and things are going to be awful and I'm really worried," that's really going to taint the way that you see the world around you and, more importantly, your ability to cope with that world. If, on the other hand, you're walking around with a positive mindset, positive in terms of how you see yourself, positive in terms of how you see the world around you in the future, then that will, according to research, open your mind up to seeing things in not only a more clear way, but actually seeing more possibilities, which means you'll be able to cope with problems easier, you'll be able to come out of your comfort zone easier, you'll be able to enjoy the world around you. The fact of the matter is, positive emotions broaden our sense of possibility and they open our mind. And this, in turn, allows us to build new skills and develop new resources that can provide value in completely different areas of our life. So one of the things I think is really important to learn how to do is to get rid of all that mental clutter, all of those negative thoughts that get in the way of seeing the potential around you and giving you the chance to have a healthy environment in your mind, because it's this that will allow it to function at its best. So what we're going to do now is go through five tips to spring clean your mind and get the best, clearest, happiest mental space possible. Number one, unplug from negative news. We have so much access to news these days, and given that the news agencies are very much aware that fear and bad news sell, it's almost impossible not to be aware of some sort of catastrophe or horror that's unfolding across the world. Now, the problem with this is that we take that sense of impending doom and apply it to our day-to-day lives. We're always focusing on the negative or expecting the worst to happen. So it's important to try and actually be more selective regarding what it is that you see or what you read, even who you spend time with. So make an active point of reading positive stories online to try and balance out other news that you're consuming. In fact, try and share news on your social media that's positive. And sort of remember, mind and mood can be influenced significantly by all of that input around you. So giving yourself a mental break from the constant barrage of bad news is really important, and it's something you need to make a conscious effort of doing. Number two, change your mental conversation. This is something I say often. No one speaks to you more than you speak to yourself. So learn how to talk to yourself. Catch and challenge those negative thoughts and thinking patterns. Be aware of that self-bullying that can bring you down. Now, I know that this is really easy for me to say and not necessarily easy to do, but start trying this by catching those thoughts like, I'm not good enough, or things always go wrong for me. Look at those platitudes that we say, you know, this always happens, or this never happens, or this is terrible. Those kind of superlatives of negativity. And really challenge yourself to see, is this true? Is it true that things always go wrong for me? You know, what is the evidence of that? So don't let that bully on your shoulder get away with convincing you that the world is a darker place than it really is. The fact is that the more you start challenging, you'll find that slowly these thoughts begin to shift. And this can really make a dramatic difference in your life. Number three. Put it on paper. Now, a great way to clear the clutter in your mind is to write stuff down. Now, from being more organized, you don't have to remember appointments and to-do lists in your head, to the deeper stuff of noting down something that's bothering you so you can sleep without having to hold on to it. The act of tangibly removing your thoughts from your head and putting them somewhere safe where you don't have to deal with them or hold on to them is a really productive and brilliant way to declutter your mind. So if you haven't done so already, just pick up a diary or even a notepad, have it somewhere near you, and find a set time that you do this. I kind of tell people one of the great things to do is to sort of do this, you know, as part of your nighttime routine. So write down the thoughts that you're ready to let go of, brush your teeth, you know, get into bed, read your book, and then go to sleep, you know, safe in the knowledge that all of that worry is out of your mind. That physical act will make a big difference. Number four, make time for connection. We are social beings, and we know that social support has a huge impact on our mental and our physical health. So make a point of connecting with people around you. Now, I know we all have busy lives, but often the first thing to go when you're busy are the plans to see friends and family. I know I do this. I have a diary full of appointments to make, and if I have to fit something in, the first thing I shift is that lunch I was going to have with a friend or that coffee where we were going to meet up, because I somehow feel that they're less important. But I've actually tried to consciously stop doing that, and it's made such a difference, because it's important that you begin to see connections as vital and as of value as much as work or anything else that you do. So seeing a friend, catching up, having a laugh and sharing can do wonders on improving your outlook on life, especially if you're someone that works very hard. So make it a priority to diarize you time to ensure that you get that social support that's so very good for us. Finally, live in the now. A cluttered mind often has to do with worrying about the future, not being able to let go of the past. It's really interesting, isn't it? I often feel that anxiety has to do with projecting to the future, and low mood has to do about kind of those regrets in the past. And the place where we're often the most safe and secure is in the present. But how often do we actually just live in the now? Now, if you really want to declutter your mind, it's really important to learn how to do that. Make a conscious effort to be mindful of the here and now. Keep your mind in the present. By doing this, what it'll allow you to do is focus not only on what is important, but really significantly on what it is you can actually control. And when you have that sense of volition over the here and now, then all of a sudden, the future doesn't seem as scary, and the past is something that's easier to let go of. I really hope you found that useful. I know that it's really useful for me to kind of even remind myself of these things sometimes. Now, the psychology behind was produced in conjunction with Audio Boom, and I really hope you liked listening to it so far. And if you have, please make sure to like and subscribe to the series on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review, because we always love to hear what you think of the series. I really enjoyed speaking to you today, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.